All right. I'm back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, hour two, September 27th. I think it's a good time right now to re-announce, you know, since the beginning of the second hour. It's going to be an interesting conversation, a pre-recorded thing. I heard tale that Michael Storm of Towards Anarchy is going to be having that transvestite, transgender sheriff Republican challenger to the Democratic sheriff or whatever. Should be a good show. That's a product, I'd say it's a product of the Keene, New Hampshire folks, the Live Street and or Live Free or Die folks. I will be listening for sure. Maybe you should tune in 1 o'clock today, Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock your time, I think. I might have all my information wrong. Still a good show. I was telling you at the earlier part of the show, the first hour, we talked a lot about electric cars and different stuff that California was doing to screw the world, you know, their little carbon game. You know, we talked about the Georgia Guidestones and, you know, how the fact that they want us dead, and they're probably going to be trying some of that kind of stuff. I know the mask mandates and all these crazy stay-at-home things, lockdown orders, the stress that it's put on our environment has caused so much damn harm. And every time you try to get out of it, or every the place tries to come out of it, Texas, let me give you an example. Texas itself, when we went into the first corona, you know, the corona allegedly started somewhere in January, but everybody freaked out somewhere towards the end of March, right? And that's where the first corona started, in my eyes, right? So we go April, May, June. Sometime, I believe, in June, a Dallas salon owner reopened Texas. That's the story that I'd kind of paint, because this person named Shelley Luther, she went ahead and opened the doors. And the Dallas folks were like, no, you ain't doing that. And she said, yes, I am. And she went to jail. And that's great, you know, not great that she went to jail. She had the cojones to at least, if it's a real thing, not one of those things that was pre-planned for the show. If it was a real person, then great. So Shelley Luther, well, pretty much said, I'm going to open. Here you go. Right. Everybody else is closed down except for essential services, meaning that you could go to Walmart, you can go to the grocery store, but you can't go to your local stores. A lot of them closed down. That kind of sucks. Can you imagine having somebody shut down your business and just sit there idly going, oh, my God, am I going to get sick and die? Oh, my God, wouldn't it be great if I could open the door and get some money coming in? And the government's going, well, hey, we'll give you a loan. Well, let me open my doors. I don't need a loan. I need to open my doors, and I need the customers back. And we all sat inside and nobody died. Okay, some people died, right? But now we're trying to figure out who died of what and what died where and who died when. Because some of the cases that were being reported in September actually were dated from February and March. And then 96% of those cases, according to the CDC, might have been false positive. And this word cases, what the hell's that? And it's almost like a race to the top for the media. They're like, we're approaching 1 million cases. Hang on, we're going to break light speed. What does that mean? And how many of them real? How many deaths? How many deaths are actually real? How many are comorbidities where the guy got shot and then he was tested positive for corona? Oh, he died of corona. Oh, yeah, well, that's understandable because the hospitals were going to check it for the extra $60K or whatever the government bailout money is. before this virus, but you're never going to hear about that because in the future, well, maybe you will. Maybe somebody's going to save us, but I don't believe in Superman. I really don't. I don't believe that there's one person. Ron Paul, he meant an awful lot to me back in the day because, well, during the Ron Paul campaign, I learned things. I learned things about the Federal Reserve. I learned things about all sorts of subjects. I learned my whole world was different. And it wasn't Ron Paul that taught me that. But, you know, hey, would I vote for Ron Paul to be president? Sure. You know, would he get to be president? No. Would I vote for Rand Paul? Don't see, he's not Ron Paul. Rand Paul isn't. But I digress. And I'm just trying to talk about the masks and the nonsense right now. I continue to bump into people on the street. Not really on the street. I'm night walking down the street. Hey, bumped into you. Hey, are you stressed? No, that doesn't happen. But they do come over to my house, and I do visit with them while I'm making my rounds. And I talk to them about what's going on and their problems. Oh, okay, business is coming back, and it's almost got enough money to make money. And once in a while, you know, during the last month, it's peaked greater than what it was last year at this time. But it's still not enough to make up for lost revenue for some of the businesses that were closed for only 3 months. Some of them are opened and doing fine. I talked to one lady, and she was worried about her bar because the bar has been shut down since the start of the second corona. You know, they were down for the first corona, and then they came back up, and they opened. And then Governor Roly-Poly had it. Oh, we have a Republican governor, and he's a wuss, and he's hurting everybody, and he's been hurting everybody. And everybody's complaining about him, but he's not doing anything. And we have a lieutenant governor that has the power to end this all by pulling, at least legitimizing the pain, not end it all. He could call back the House, right, and the Senate and reconvene for an emergency session, but he doesn't. So he's just as much of a pliant fish or whatever the hell he's doing. We're kind of screwed here, folks. We'll see what changes in a bit. But anyways, this one woman, her bar has been shut down. You know, they shut down for the corona and then shut down again for the second corona. And you're like going, well, why can't you serve beer? Oh, well, you know, corona flies in bars, right? Like, huh? Okay, corona theory is, well, as good as the carbon footprint type thing, the war on carbon. And this business is going to be, well, in a couple days, it's going to be shut down permanently. You know, it's gone. I ate another casualty. Wow. You know, CFR sent me a message last week that I didn't get till after the show. And he said in New York alone, 600,000 businesses will not reopen their doors. There's a lot of him, not a him. There's a lot of businesses here in Fredericksburg that people won't even know went under because they've already been taken over by another company. You know, so you go out of business, okay, well, I'm moving in here, I'll try. You know, even in the corona, they'll try. Here we go. I was just waiting for a property to open up, but I'll take it. You know, so I'm watching the faces change here and there. And this bar, okay, we can argue we don't give a crap about bars. Lots of people do. You know, depends on what kind of bar it is, too. But, hey, they are tiers, right? You know, places where people go because their friends go there. Well, they may not open up again. And that makes me sad. A lot of businesses in Fredericksburg, and I'm sure in your neck of the woods, have gone to a model of serving food as well as, well, the winos, the wineries. usually make all their money from selling wine to the winos, right? But they can't open their doors unless they serve food. So last week I found out that pretty much every single winery up and down Fredericksburg on this little highway called 290 has gone to selling sandwiches and cheese boards. So that's their way around it. Huh. Okay, so now they're all open. But what about those poor businesses that can't open, that can't figure out how to actually jive the numbers? And there's some weird thing to call them a restaurant as well as a drinking establishment, a bar, right? Because wineries, all they had was bottles of booze, right? And so they had to have a kitchen and they had to have, I don't know, a staff. But they have to sell so much of food as well. And some bars just can't do that, right? It's just they're poor people bars and they make all their money from the sale of the thing. And it's kind of sad. They didn't want to go too much into that, but that's one of the things that we've been dealing with around here. The masks are fascinating. I'm glad I didn't talk about that last week, folks. And I'm sorry to keep going back to the mask thing, but the masks have become, well, they always have been a huge source of stress for our entire world. Some people find comfort in people running around with masks. That's one of the types of people that I, you know, like to say, well, they're more like a Californian, right? You know, I think last week I told you that I bumped into mask tattletales at Walmart twice. Ladies telling the security guard, and we have a security guard, and they're telling them, everybody running around Walmart, I see all these non-masks, and you should go get them. He goes, hey, I'm just a security guard. I can't tell people what to do or what not to do. I'm just here to make sure that anybody don't get out of order and get violent. As she gets pretty damn animated, right? So the mask nannies are Nazis, I guess, if you want to call them mask Nazis. They go around tattletaling to try to conform to Barack Obama's view of the universe that everybody should, if he said they should or they think they should, and they're scared. I get it. They're afraid of the corona. They're not very smart. They don't understand a lot of stuff. They don't understand that the mask isn't going to help you. It ain't going to save you. And it doesn't matter how many facts you can put in front of their face. But there's a lot of people that are trying to actually counter those facts. I got a video, and I think it's probably might be a good time to go to that. Hey, Ken, why don't you do the Alex Bernson, I think his name is, video about, here we go. Hang on, folks.
And author before COVID-19 hit, but the pandemic has taken his profile to entirely new heights. Author of a now two-part series titled Unreported Truths about COVID-19 and lockdowns, Alex Berenson has led the charge on pulling back the curtain and shining a light on the daily avalanche of conflicting coronavirus data. Alex, kind enough to join us once again, lending his expertise to KUSI's airwaves. Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. It's our honor. You know, Alex, I try to follow the numbers as closely as possible. Deaths down, hospitalizations down, duration of hospitalization stays down, ICU down, ventilators down, almost in some cases below pre-pandemic levels. Why isn't this country completely open again?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, that's obviously a political question. It's clear that if you look at what happened in the Sun Belt, sort of Southern California all the way through Florida, there was a significant spike in positive tests back in July and August. You know, it was really starting in June, running through August, but hospitals never got overrun. Deaths rose, they rose some, but they didn't get anywhere close to the levels that the Northeast saw in March and April. And so I think it's and you know, California, I know, had some restrictions, but a lot of the Sunbelt states, very minor restrictions. And yet we seem to be through that. And the public health establishment doesn't seem to be wanting to change its recommendations at all. One of the top epidemiologists in the United States in early August wrote this incredible op-ed in the New York Times saying, oh, we need to shut the whole country down. We need to lock down again. Now, if I were that guy, I would be, you know, I'd be seriously considering what I got so wrong. Instead, he wrote it again, this time in Foreign Policy magazine just a couple of days ago. So people are not just saying, hey, we need to reopen everything. They're saying the whole country needs to lock down again. It is as if nothing in the last several months has happened to change anybody's mind. I don't understand.
Well, Alex, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a virologist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn, and the cases are rising. I get that. But deaths and hospitalizations are going down to a farm boy like me. That is like akin to a coast is clear sign. What am I missing?
Well, let's talk about cases, okay? Because when we say a case, that has grown to mean positive test, okay, that you have a positive test result. That is not what most people, I think, in general would think of as a case. A case you would think of as, I got sick with this. You know, I spiked 102 degree fever with this, right? It's not I was infected with this in a way that a test could pick up. When you say I have the flu, it's because you had a headache and a fever and, maybe a cough or something like that. That's what having the flu means. It doesn't mean that you were temporarily infected with the influenza virus for most people. Yet we have used this other terminology. And I'll tell you what, it's much worse than that. The testing regime that the United States especially is depending on enables people to make a trillion copies. A trillion is a million million. It's an almost unthinkably large number. It's a thousand, 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 thousand. And what we're doing enables us to make a trillion copies of virus from a single strand of virus. Okay. And then if that happens, we report that as a positive test. Guess what? If you have a single strand of virus in your body, that could be because you actually had this infection months ago and you cleared it and you never even knew you were sick, but you're going to come back if you're unfortunate enough to need to get tested for some reason because you're a student in college or because your employer is making you. You're going to come back and they're going to tell you you have a positive test and you're going to say, wait a minute, I don't think I had this thing. I never had any symptoms. Well, maybe you had it 3 months ago or 2 months ago and you didn't even realize. We are in a crazy feedback loop because of the testing regime that we have.
Well, and it doesn't help when you have the CDC director saying this. Take a listen to the soundbite from Wednesday.
Now, why don't you cut it right there, Ken?
Not hearing it.
Face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. And I will continue to appeal for all Americans, all individuals in our country, to embrace these face coverings. I've said it. If we did it
standing there, cut this thing. I didn't need to hear the bureaucratic part of it. You know, that guy was kind of interesting, at least to me. What is his name again? Alex something. I'll have to look at it. But, and I'll put this link over in the chat room. But it was another person. I keep bumping into this guy, and I keep bumping into the same concept that they're lying to us on and they've made such a weird thing with these cases. I know we're coming up on the break in another couple minutes. Maybe I'll be able to get this little bit in. But, you know, there's a lawsuit going on. There's multiple lawsuits going on in Oklahoma. I'm getting a little bit of feedback there, Ken. So maybe that mic's still on. Now it's better. That's good. Oklahoma, there are people that are actually going after the government for their lockdown efforts. I know there was a lawsuit filed in July. There was one filed in August. And last week, there was another one. And so what they're stating is, yeah, that's the music. That's what they're stating. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, it works better if I say we're back when I'm not on mute. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, maybe this is the good time to say, well, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. I'm your, well, I'm just the guy that comes here and talks to you from, well, for a long time. I do this, well, free of charge. I wake up in the morning and I just talk. And sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't, and whatever. Republic Broadcasting is a great vessel for getting the truth out. Please visit Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you feel like it, please donate. That keeps our board op and all the other board ops going. It keeps John Stadmiller alive. You know, it keeps the truth alive. You know, what else do you have? And I don't want to do another promo pitch or anything like that, but it's true. It's true that this is a really, you know, DFR kind of hit it right a couple of weeks ago when he asked me, what's my solution to silent weapons for silent wars? And, you know, what is silent weapon? You can look it up. But a lot of it's the propaganda, the fear that's out there. That dang piece. Right, about the California electric cars mixed with COVIDity, right, and maskology, right? They had all the elements in there, right? The COVID scared, the COVID reporter from home, you know, everybody's like, oh, we're in the process. I could tell she's working from her house. She has all her books. They're all arranged to tell you a message secretly behind it. She's a little Asian chick. She's Japanese, right? You can tell she's Japanese because she says she's Japanese. She has a history of Japanese and stuff like that. Oh, she likes art because she has an art book. And you can see that stuff, and they do that on purpose, right? You know, they talk, and it's funny because they talk about multiculturalism, and wow, you know, you can do that as long as you're not white. Didn't want to go down that little rabbit trail. That's for another day. But hey, you know, it's true. California likes every race but the white race. And but Gavin Newsom is the white male in charge of the whole damn thing. He's trashing it. He's keeping them all screwed up. And, hey, whatever. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. Maybe should I get vocal right now? Yeah. Let's just hold it. We're coming towards the top of the hour, and we can get back on that. But, you know, there's an upcoming debate this week, and there's debate whether the debate will even happen. You know, it's a stupid little thing. It's part of the Ring 3 in Barnum and Bailey's circus. It's going to be Biden versus Trump. Rush Limbaugh last week kind of, you know, listen to that because there's can't hear much else on the radio right now unless I listen to my phone and do this and that. But anyways, Rush Limbaugh comes on and he says, well, they're going to, at the last minute, Joe Biden, he's going to cancel it, right? He's going to say, I got COVID or I got next to somebody with COVID and it's not right for me to show up. Well, what was that? I don't know what that was. But what Rush Limbaugh could have been doing was, well, he heard they were planning on doing it. He called it out earlier. So if they do pull that off, then they'll be like, so he might have just squashed that plan. But they probably have backup plans. But the crazy part is, do you think that Biden is as bumbling of an idiot as they make him out to be? Does he bumble on purpose? Is he deteriorating? What are you waiting for on the election debate? Most sides have already picked their side. You either, you know, hate Biden, right? Or you hate Trump, you know, or love Trump. I know some people that love Trump and they believe the hype that he's done everything that he promised and he's a great man and he's done this and done that. Proof is in the pudding, folks. NAFTA's back in order. Right. You know, it's like, really? Now you have a new name for it and it's even more screwed up. Keep America great. You know, well, he hasn't been that bad in warring, I think. You know, I mean, not like the previous war presidents, Barack Obama. My God. George Bush. Yeah, there's some warring for you. You know, oh, my God. They've always been horrible, and we're suffering from it right now. We're suffering from a lot of things that have happened, but the debates are going to be on, and I probably won't watch it. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't really matter. You know, it's just like, it's like the stories that keep coming out about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and how crooked and how corrupt they are. Like, what's the point? If you can tell me the point, I'd be interested. Is the point that somebody else that has never heard it is actually going to hear it this time? Or, you know, most people just hear it and go, oh, yeah, all them guys are corrupt. So Trump's corrupt, and we've already heard about that. Yeah, I go kind of, oh, well, how is Trump corrupt? Well, you know, they say a lot. The truth is different. I don't know if he's corrupt or not, but hey, that's the music. Hold on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I just took a quick glance into the chat room, and here's a comment from one of the guys or one of the gals in there. It's Leaky. And thanks for the post. I really do appreciate it. And it says, Steve, I've been listening to Free Talk Live on and off for years. Ariel is a co-host there at least once a week, and she's not too bad. Believes in freedom and liberty, and up in New Hampshire. If I lived there, I would vote for her. How can she be any worse than a regular politician? Always vote for some obscure candidate. And, you know, I might vote for her or him, but I don't know. And I like Free Talk Live. Don't get me wrong. I really do. I haven't listened to it for a long time. And that's, I don't even know why not, right? There's a lot to listen to. And I bet you it's going to be an interesting show today. And what we're referencing there and what that post was all about was, let's see, Ariel DeMizio will be on Towards Anarchy today. I guess I've repeated that. This is the third time I've said that. So I really do want to hear what's interesting and whatnot. Towards Anarchy is an interesting subject for me. You know, as I believe in republics, right? I believe in a kind of a bottoms up, you know, environment. Anarchy is, well, a big subject. You know, all of a sudden, if if we wanted anarchy, that is individual responsibility, how your neighbor behaves, how you behave, and we do a kumbaya type universe, right? That's one anarchy where don't hurt me, don't take my stuff is a wonderful way of saying it. And that's it, right? But who imposes that? What happens in anarchy when there are no rules? It's up for massive amounts of discussion. That's why you can discuss it ad infinitum, forever and forever and whatnot. But you still get down to, you know, the things that happened today. And I want to go down this rabbit trail real quick. Last week, I received a phone call, and it was during the last Breonna Taylor, you know, we're going to riot. Okay, here we go. George Soros brings a dang, whatever, U-Haul in, filled with shields and all that other stuff. And that was damn funny. Okay, that's the comedy aspect of the Breonna Taylor thing is. But the truth of the Breonna Taylor thing is there's a thing called a grand jury. Now, as far as the instructions of a grand jury, I don't know if they were wrong in how they performed the grand jury. I don't know the criteria for a grand jury, but it's people getting together. And in theory, I guess that's what I know about it. They look at all the evidence and then they look at the laws and said, did you break any laws? The Breonna Taylor thing was a tragedy and it was a crime, but it might not have been a criminal thing that happened. From what I know, and hey, you know, the people on the grand jury know more than I do, right? What the cops did was legal. It might not have been right, but the laws say it was legal, and therefore they cannot be committed to no-knock raids should be criminal. They shouldn't be allowed to do them. You know, that's just wrong. But then that gives them disadvantage, right? And they blast down your door because they want to come in. You can go a step further in saying, well, they shouldn't be breaking into anybody's house. And that's great until somebody moves in next door and, you know, starts behaving like, I don't know, Animal House. Yeah, they're, you know, but what are you going to do? You pass laws. Right. And here we go back to the anarchy. Now we have to pass laws because these people are falling down drunk in the front yard. And we want to, the cops to go over there, the guys with guns to go over there and beat them up. I get them out of there because I don't want my kids seeing that. And I understand they bought the house. They're behaving poorly. And now you want to force somebody to go over there and change the way that they live. Huh. Is that right? Well, in the way that we do things now, right, it is right. You know, within the city, I just go knock on my neighbor's door and say, hey, you see those guys over there? They, you know, they're all drunk and look at all those kegs and, you know, broken cars and it's a mess. We need to pass some laws. And then we get into that thing of bossing people around. So I guess that's the libertarian in me saying that's a slippery slope because every time you keep going down there, and that's happening right now, that's Breonna Taylor. It's definitely Breonna Taylor. You know, I don't want the cops breaking down people's doors. I don't want the cops shooting people. But I, again, don't want, you know, a whole bunch of people running down the street going, eh, for Breonna, bang, 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 little torch here. Let's do it. Come on. They were all wound up for this, right? They were doing the Breonna Taylor drumbeat for weeks. They wanted a riot. They bought a riot. They got a riot. When's the next riot? I don't know. It's not going to be because the debate doesn't happen on Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. There's not going to be a riot about that. The debate might happen. You never know. You know, but November... Come November, after the election, whoo, man, I can't see any other direction for it to go. It's just one side wins, one side loses, and chaos may ensue any direction. And so you should store up on your food and stuff. Sorry. I had a friend that whole Breonna trailer thing, you know, he's like, well, what happened to you? I thought you'd support the, you know, the police. I go, well, I don't know. The cops do their job. I don't know. I don't have any evidence that they did it or not. I know they shoot an awful lot of people. You know, they break down the door on a lot of houses wrong. You know, maybe we should do something about that. I don't know. I'm not in charge. I don't have to think about that. But I guess I do because I talk on the radio. Oh, God. Is that why I think about it? I don't read the local newspaper because it's so full of trash. It's, and, you know, it raises my blood pressure and I could actually feel it go up. When I read them talking about stuff, it's hard enough just watching how things are playing out. Last week, and I have a little bit of allergies right now, folks. The climate has been changing here in Fredericksburg. It's called weather. And it was hot, and now it rained, and, you know, it's going through a transition to cold. We do this every year in various degrees. And during that time, there's a lot of people that get allergies and there's a lot of, you know, stuff going around, you know, but I do remember on last Friday, I think it was a particularly, I believe, high pollen day. I could feel it in my nose and whoa, okay, here it is, folks. You know, I didn't realize that that was going to turn into a low school attendance week. But I found out on Monday morning when one of the boys, didn't want to go to school because they forced kids to walk around with masks. Man, that's screwed up. Wear your mask around. Brr, 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 brr. Oh, it's terrible. But, you know, with a runny nose because of the fever, not the fever, the allergies, he didn't want to go. So this called school and school goes, you're going to have to get a doctor's note. So try to contact the doctor and find out there's no doctor available. But there is Dr. Apple or Dr. Android. All you have to do is download the app, and then you get, you know, a little Skype to and fro, and you go, okay, kid's sick. This kid's sick. And he goes, oh, okay, well, I'll send in a prescription for nose drops, and we'll see if he gets worse within the next 3 days. And if 3 days he gets worse, then we're going to have to get him COVID tested. So all of a sudden we're talking about Monday and then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the dun, 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 watch and wait and see. Is he going to die? Does he have COVID? Does he have COVID? Well, he didn't have COVID and he was fine by the end of Monday. Tuesday, he was great. And, but they kept him out of school the entire week. And on Friday, the doctor emailed over a doctor's note. Look, you don't even have to go to the doctor anymore. You just install an app, and they go, oh, okay. What do I tell the person? Go to the pharmacy and get nose drops and call me in 3 days. That's great. They probably don't even need a doctor anymore. I play one on an Android, but then the Apple doctor is probably better because Apple's always got better phones. Do they? Well, it's by better. But I tell you this story because I bumped into a lot of people this week and said that this week is tough because their kid's home, right? And I'm like, oh, let me guess. Allergies on Friday and Saturday and hung on until Monday? Yes. And now they're home from school and you had to visit the Android or Apple doctor? Yes. And talking to them, I find out that lots of kids were sick. wow, is this going to work? You know, you got the sniffles and you lose 5 days of school. That's not the way that these schools have been designed. But quite honestly, folks, it brings us back to the beginning. You know, oh, God, we've got callers. Brings me back to the beginning if they don't care about you. Let's go on to the phone line. Sorry, guys, I didn't see you there. Andy in Texas. What's going on, Andy? Is he still there?
Hey, no, hey, you've been all, you got a plethora of stuff going on. Am I on?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. No, I mean, we got a series of problems here. The number one thing is to look at this Garrett nominee for the Supreme Court. And then look at the two nominees that got from Donald Trump already, and look what they did. They pronounced COVID a real thing that they could do this. We're looking at the same side of a coin when we look at both of these people. They're both on the same side. They play against each other, but they're on the same side. Donald Trump is just here to watch us get through this. And why wouldn't they reelect or let or select Donald Trump again? He's doing such a great job. He's overseen the entire overthrow of the nation. He's watched it go down, and he's been able to play the victim through all of this. And this opposition that these Democrats are putting up towards him is just profound. It's just profoundly stupid. Because, I mean, look at what they tried to impeach him for. They could have impeached him for being in the country at the wrong time and starting a war or whatnot. Oh, they went after those stupid little things like Congress and some stupid stuff with Ukraine. I mean, there's so many things. Everybody should be able to see through this. This is so loosely put together and yet so easily being pushed over on. This Supreme Court justice that they're about to, this Barrett that they're probably going to put in, it's the same selection that the Democrats want. It's exactly what the Democrats want, but they have to show opposition. And it works two ways because they show opposition knowing that they want her, but once they get her in, they've showed opposition, so the social justice warriors have to riot again, go crazy again. So it's a trigger mechanism. But these guys are all on the same page.
Yeah, definitely. But that's the same thing. What's the last Supreme Court nomination that got pushed through in the Democrats or the Democons, however you want to call them? What was his name? And how has he acted? He acts like them. He's a super, you know, leftist, and they've spent all their time. So this Barrett person, Amy Barrett, has she actually been tapped on the shoulder, or is this just a leak that's out there, you know, entertaining people? Because I haven't heard anything official. Well, have you?
No, but apparently she was Anthony Scalia. She was on his staff at one point, and which is kind of a good thing, because I you know, I don't know much about Anthony Scalia, but he actually was somewhat of a constitutionalist. He was always the opposing view on something he thought was unconstitutional, and I could, of course they killed him. I'm sure they killed him. But this woman is at this point, who really cares? We don't have any law anymore. Look what's not getting taken care of. Hillary Clinton's still free. Bill Clinton's still free. The Bushes are free. Powell is free. Condoleezza Rice is free. All these people are free. There's no justice for these people. They can do no wrong in Congress. They can do no wrong. TV makes them look like they're scholars. You know what I mean? Because they don't show their flaws. We know why Hillary Clinton's done. We know she trafficked kids from Haiti. We know that she was part of a scam with the Bushes when the Haiti earthquake took off and everybody was texting this number for $10 donation and there's billions of dollars donated and she stole it. We know this. We know that Bill Clinton's been on that Epstein Island and whatnot. We know Donald Trump is very close friends with Epstein. Many people don't know that, and they've kept that pretty much in the dark, which also tells you that they're on the same side of the coin.
Sure. You know, it's amazing, right? Hey, thanks for the call, man. I unfortunately didn't see you guys backing up, so I'm going to have to let you go.
I appreciate it, brother.
Okay, thanks again, Andy. You're always, you know, call another time. Hey, Fred in Colorado, if you're still there, sorry, man. My bad. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Fred's gone. Sorry, Fred. I'll keep an eye on it next time. Chance in West Virginia. How's West Virginia doing?
Yes, good morning, Steve. You know, Steve, I'm no big Trump fan, but by the same token, why would Americans even consider voting for a man who's a criminal, a pedophile, and who has senile dementia? What does that tell you about the American public? Isn't that pretty sad?
Amen, man. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it's their hate of Trump. For some reason, they've got super hate, and then it allows them to say bullshit to the fact that that guy is terrible.
To have that kind of deep-seated hate is a mental illness, as far as I'm concerned. And by the way, yes. Steve, when is Alan coming back?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Alan for a couple weeks, and I really don't know. That's still up in the air. He was taking a short break, and then he told me that he didn't want to. He was done with everything, and I haven't heard from him since. And he kept on other shows.
I hope he's doing okay. I can understand his frustrations. I can understand his frustrations because things are so crazy out here. It's very hard to take. All right, Steve, thank you for taking my call, and you have a good weekend now.
Okay, I really do appreciate it, man. Oh, man. So we're going to go through this again. And, hey, Ken, that microphone's hot again. There it goes. No, it's not gone yet. It's a little bit of an echo in your ear when you accidentally leave the microphone on. And, whatever. You don't care. Nobody cares. Well, we do care. You do care. That's why we listen. This is RBN. Care about a lot of things. The presidential thing, and you know what, quite honestly, what Chance was just talking about is fascinating to me, right? The people that hate Trump so much, or they just go, well, I'm voting for Biden. So why? Trump is a racist and he's destroying the world. You're like, wow. So do you know how creepy Joe is? Do you know how crooked he is? Oh, that's just all made up. Really? Okay. You can discount all that stuff. They won't prosecute him for it. All these players seem to be immune to prosecution for what they do. Can you imagine what the Hunter Biden show is going to be like if Joe Biden makes it into the Oval Office and they begin their process of, would their process be a speedy disassembly of the corporate United States and turning it into a socialist regime, a communist regime? Is that what's going to happen? Will the Republicans fight back? Right? Will the people fight back? Republicans just take it, it seems, right? Oh, man, so they're going to force me to wear a seatbelt? Well, I guess it's for the good of everybody, and it's for my good, and maybe it'll be okay. Oh, they're going to take my gun away? Well, as long as they take his, too, maybe it's okay. And then you got the people that go, well, it don't matter, right? They're gonna do what they're going to do, and that's just what's going on. It's wishy-washy. The Democrats, right, the lefties, oh, yeah, they learned how to riot. And they even have their, you know, the riot starters, right? So they got two different groups, the Antifa folks and then the Black Lives Matter, so they can use either one of them. One has the Trump card, or I'm sorry, the Trump card is really the race card on the lefty side. They come in and go, we're white people that protest white people. You go, what? Come on, man. Come on. But really, they want free stuff. They want the Agenda 21 world of the future where they get money for nothing and their tricks for free. Ha, Dire Straits. Damn funny. You know, but they do want that. Free education. Well, why do you even need to be educated? Because there are no jobs for you. You don't want to work. Or you just want to go to school to meet people, right? You know, isn't that what school's about? Going to school to meet people that's at your same age range, you can hook up, right? That's the popular culture. Is school not for that? You know, you study underwater basket weaving, so what's the purpose in going there? I know at least one person that goes to school for actual learning and studies, and it's very refreshing to know that that is actually happening, to better themselves as a person, better their ability to understand the world around them and how it works and how to make things do things, right? An engineer, right? Okay. That's inspiring. But, oh, I heard another one going, oh, my daughter, she's going to go to school to be a healthcare worker. Oh, yeah? Yeah, she wants to help people. Oh, good luck with that. Nowadays, we call them button pushers, and you stick them in a little medical suit. What do they call those damn things? And they walk around in their pink doctor garb. They go, look, I'm a nurse. What do? Go over there and code these things into the computer. Ah, we used to call that data entry. Right? But maybe you're going to become a nurse. I don't know. Most of the people that get into to become in the medical industry, they want some other thing. They don't want to do the nursey stuff. And even the nursey stuff is getting farther away from nurses' stuff. Who actually has to touch the arm? Oh, my God. You know, the last doctors I've seen, well, no, the last doctor I saw was face-to-face. But I see a lot of doctors rolling around with a computer in front of them. Just talking to the computer, ask you a question, talk to the computer, talk to you. Oh, yeah, what did it tell you to tell me? You mind if I just type to the computer? You know, be easier. Why do we even need you? Well, anyways. Okay, guys, that's it. Another show, another weekend, Republic of Texas Radio. Take care. Bye.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.